In Islamabad, Pakistan, a military operation is underway at the compound of a besieged mosque. The Red Mosque, as it's known, has been controlled by hundreds of Islamist militants for a week. The militants are supporters of a hardline cleric who has pushed for a Taliban-style rule in Islamabad. There have been skirmishes between the militants and government forces since the siege began, leaving at least 21 people dead. Talks for a peaceful end broke down early Tuesday local time, and sounds of gunfire could be heard soon after. Washington Post foreign correspondent Griff Witte is in Islamabad covering the story, and he joins us now. Griff, what can you tell us about what's going on with this military offensive?
Well, the raid began at dawn, and we had hundreds of commandos going into the mosque. Apparently, they have now breached the mosque's outer walls, and they are fighting the militants from within. There have been a series of very loud explosions, and we've heard some exchanges of gunfire between the two sides.
And there have been reports that women and children were in the mosque being held likely against their will. Now reports also of some children being freed from the compound as the operation began. What can you tell us about that?
That's right. The reason the military forces had held off on the raid was that they wanted to get as many women and children out of the mosque as they possibly could before the raid began. But as you mentioned, the peace talks broke down early this morning, and the military decided to initiate this raid, although there were still women and children within.
Any idea how many women and children might still be inside that mosque?
Authorities have estimated that hundreds of people overall were inside the mosque, and that only several dozen of those were hardcore militants. So the rest are probably quite a number of them are women and children.
Griff, explain to us again, we've spoken about this before, but explain who the people are who have taken control of the Red Mosque. Who is this group?
Sure. There are two brothers who have run the mosque for nearly a decade, and within the past 6 months, they've been in a heated confrontation with the government. They're trying to create an Islamic State within Pakistan, and they have basically been antagonizing the Musharraf government by taking policemen hostage, taking alleged prostitutes hostage. They've also been threatening music and videos to our owners. And the confrontation has really heated up over the last week with a gun battle last Tuesday and then the siege over the last 8 days.
Griff, you mentioned that this raid this morning there in Pakistan is happening because talks broke down. But at the same time, with these fears of women and children and what could be a very ugly result here, why would they go in now? Why not give it another chance?
Well, it seems as though President Musharraf has decided that there was no more hope for a peaceful resolution to this. They had been trying to negotiate for some time, then they broke off negotiations, and then last night they restarted them again, saying that they wanted to give it one last chance, that they wanted to try one last time to get the chief cleric inside, Abdul Rashid Ghazi, to release the women and children. And apparently he was intractable. He would not allow the women and children to leave. Ghazi has said in the past that he wants to be martyred, that he wants his followers to be martyred, and that he wants his death to spur wider revolution in Pakistan.
Well, Griff Witte, thanks very much for joining us.
Melissa, good to be here.
Griff Witte of the Washington Post speaking with us from Islamabad, Pakistan, where government forces have entered a besieged mosque in the center of the capital.